I love it. Hi, everybody. Look, we're going to be talking about good health begins in your gut. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Roscoe, and good morning, listeners.
We've got thousands of them listening to us now. Hey, listen, what's this one about the digestion and...
The gut is so interesting. I mean, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, said that all diseases begin in the gut. Well, that's not 100% true, but by golly, a lot do, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
Modern-day medicine has gone back to the beginning of Hippocrates and now is talking about the microbiome, which is these trillions of bacteria that live within our gut and really control a lot of our genetic material. They control us. And hopefully they're good guys. We don't want the bad guys, right?
Right.
We want a strong immune system. But I thought today we'd quickly look at heartburn and reflux. You know, a lot of people, after they eat a meal, they don't feel so good. They get that discomfort in the upper abdomen. They get a bit of burning that goes upward towards the throat and a bit of bloating. And a lot of people think, oh, this is too much acid. But actually, in reality, sometimes it is that you don't make enough acid in your stomach. Oh. So you've got an overgrowth of bad bacteria, the wrong bugs in your small intestine, which is just below the stomach. So what we have to do is improve that. And so some people find that if they take some digestive enzymes, that helps a lot. Or if they actually take some apple cider vinegar in the middle of their meal, that helps to digest their food and they get less indigestion and reflux after eating.
Right. Can I just ask, if we're not having reflux or heartburn, can we still have the apple cider vinegar in the midst of our meal?
Oh, it's a good idea, Roscoe. Look, I can't tell you how many patients I've had who, you know, just had poor digestion, vague indigestion, and once they started having the organic apple cider vinegar in the middle of their meal, they felt 100 times better.
I have never heard that. See, that's why I love you in so many ways and have been an admirer of your work for so long. I've been around a long time. I've never heard that advice. I've heard of apple cider vinegar, but that's like outside meals, but not in the middle. That is genius.
Better. When do you need acid in your gut?
Yeah, you're digesting.
When you eat, you don't need it in between. And, you know, this is very, very important because hydrochloric acid actually helps you keep the bad bacteria away. You know, it's an antibiotic, it's an antiseptic.
Oh.
So we know that people who block their stomach acid by taking antacid drugs long term have an increased risk of many types of illnesses, and some of them are very dangerous and they can increase the risk of fatal diseases. You can die early if you don't make enough stomach acid.
Well, we haven't got time to do that.
Mate, we've missed the boat. We've already not died early because we're both getting on.
Yes, and still thriving. Can I just reiterate that even if you are well, to still use the apple cider vinegar in the midst of your meal?
Why not? Digestion is everything. And if you have gastritis, which is inflammation of the stomach, and you have reflux and you have the wrong bugs, read my book, you know, Healthy Bowel, Healthy Body, or give us a call at our health advisory service or email us from cabothealth.com.au. We'll help you. You know, we've got naturopaths there. And a lot of people find that when they get their digestion right and they get the proteins being broken down by the acid and then they're absorbing the amino acids because they're properly digested, their energy levels go up and their mood goes up because we make our neurotransmitters out of amino acids. We've got to digest our food. Like some people go, look, you know, I have a really healthy diet. My diet's great. I don't know why I have all these digestive problems. I'm eating the right thing. It's because you got a leaky gut, you're not absorbing the minerals and vitamins from the good food, and also you're not breaking it down. You're not making enough acid, you're not making enough enzymes.
All right, now the apple cider vinegar that we take in the midst of our meal, is that 1 inch in a glass, a normal tumbler, or is it 2 inches?
Oh, look, sometimes people need 1 tablespoon, they might need 2 tablespoons.
That's
in a
not
glass
much.
And just put an equal amount of water. Now, you can sip it during the meal, or you can just scull it in the middle of the meal.
I think Well, I know. The world knows. I think you're wonderful. That is just so important. And how many people are on antacids?
Well, they're the most commonly prescribed and over-the-counter drugs taken in the United States of America. Some antacids are safer, like, you know, your quickies, your Gaviscon, your H2. But these proton pump inhibitors are not designed to be taken long-term. They can increase your risk of death. Dying early.
What? Dr. Sandra Cabot, again, absolute genius, and we love you and we thank you, and we can't wait for our Wellness Wednesday of next week.
Good. Well, everyone, remember, good health begins in the gut. If you have any problems, just email us from Cabot Health or liverdoctor.com.
You got it. All right, folks, you're with your Roscoe and Dr. Sandra Cabot on Wellness Wednesday.